In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to the program, The Teacher, with me, your host, Muhammad. Today's story, the life and character of the world-renowned Muslim-Egyptian footballer, Mohamed Salah. Mohamed Salah is known to everyone in the world. This Muslim football player has won the hearts of Muslims and non-Muslims alike, despite the ever-growing hostile propaganda against Islam and Muslims. Mohamed Salah is an individual who does his job well and avoids controversy. Mohamed Salah has won many honors. He was placed third as one of the three best FIFA men's players in 2018 and fourth in 2019. What's good about Mohamed Salah is that he is very expressive about his religion and is not ashamed of being a Muslim. He performs Salah and also fasts in the month of Ramadan. Almost every time he scores a goal, he goes to Sajda and thanks God.
My heart is heavy, my hands are weak. My goals have perished, or I'm in need. My soul is empty, I need to find. How do we spend these days and lonely nights? In my sujood, I call to you to ease this hardship this journey has put me through. In my sujood, I call to you. You ease my pain. I only find my peace through you. In my sujood. In my sujood. In my sujood.
12 months on, it was obviously a really emotional game for you.
Yeah. From last time you met?
Mm.
Yeah, this was like a disappointed moment in my career and my life. Go out to the field, you know, in the final Champions League. It was so bad after the season we had together. So it was very disappointing for me.
Yeah, it was an unusual as well because you're very strong. You don't get injured.
Yeah.
I mean,
so when I go down, that's been injured.
Did you know straight away that it was really serious?
I just felt something strange in my body when I felt in my shoulder. So I said, hopefully it's not serious. So the doctor came in, then I go out, then I say, okay, now it's fine, I can move it. But when I was running, I just felt something like
too much.
Yeah, really. So I have to stop.
And describe to us how that felt.
It's very bad, to be honest. Like, I don't want, always when I describe that, I get emotional. But, you know, it's something bad. You had a good season, very good season, and you played the final Champions League after what you did with the team and what after the team did, all of us together. So, also, you after 1 month, you played the World Cup. After 28 years, it was your national team. So, all of that comes to my mind, you know, the time I go to the ground, it was very bad for me. Just when the doctor came and I go out and I say, I don't know what's going on, so I have to carry on now to see. Then when I went out, when I went off after that, I was like, okay, the final Champions League, I'm out now. Probably the World Cup was, I'm out now. So everything was black.
But 12 months on, you get another go, because at the time, that might be your only ever Champions League final.
Yeah, honestly, but in that day, I said, yeah, but we never know how many times you play the final Champions League. But the day after, I say, okay, everything in my hand, I take it like that. It's not in my hand, but I mean here, that you have to play it many times, not only one time. So in the day after, I was like, okay, now we have to look forward for the next one. Mm. I don't have to just still crying and think about the past. The past is past. So now you have to think about now and the future. Mm. So it was in my mind that I want to play again. So here we are.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Our website is parsetoday.com.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Mohamed Salah's transfer to Liverpool left a mark in history. He signed for this giant English football club for a fee of 42 million euros that could be risen to 50 million euros. Thus, he became the first Egyptian player to play for Liverpool. Salah has much respect for his former club teams, such as Chelsea. When he scored a goal in a 1-1 draw against Chelsea, he did not celebrate for the goal he scored. This is something some footballers do in order to show their homage to their former club. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Mohamed Salah is a very influential Muslim sports figure. He is so popular among Liverpool fans that they have created a chant saying that if Salah keeps on scoring more and more goals for Liverpool, which he has done so far, they would become Muslim too. This shows how influential a famous Muslim figure can be that people express their liking and favor for his or her religion. Mohamed Salah's goal celebration of doing a sujood has become so famous that it is even included in the computer and video game FIFA 19.
Final and ultimate accolade, 2018 PFA Players Player of the Year. In third place, Harry Kane. In second place, Kevin De Bruyne. And the winner, Players Player of the Year, 2018, is Mohamed Salah of Liverpool and Egypt.
You're not in a big rush right now, come on. Look, it's been incredible, really. I'm not quite sure where to start. First of all, could you have ever dreamt that your return to the Premier League would have gone so well?
Yes, I think from day first. I left the Premier League, it was always in my mind, I want success here. I didn't have my chance in Chelsea, so it was very clear in my mind, I will return back to the Premier League and I will show everyone my football. So I'm very happy about the award. I'm very happy for my teammates, for what we are doing in the Premier League and also in the Champions League. And yeah, we have to carry on because it's still some games to go.
It's interesting you talk about Chelsea. Some may feel you didn't get a chance, but do you feel then, clearly, you had a point to prove coming back?
I think I left, then I came back as a different person, different man, different players. But, you know, as I said before, I didn't have my chance. And I will talk about myself at the moment. I'm very happy and very proud about that.
The statistics are mind-boggling. I mean, 41 goals in all competitions, 31 alone in the Premier League. What is the secret behind your goal-scoring form? I mean, there has been some history. I mean, you weren't too shabby, I suppose, when you were at Roma. But it's been incredible. It's a bit. What's behind it?
I think it's not a lot. Still some goals to score to break the record, and I'm very excited about that. I think I'm already in the record of the 30 games, so still some goals also to break the record for the 42 games. Yeah. So I'm very excited, and we will see in the next three games.
You need 7 more goals in potentially 6 more games, should Liverpool reach all the way and go through to the final of the Champions League, to beat Ian Rush's amount of goals in a single season. How desperate are you to do that?
You know, first of all, I play for the team, and you can see that I give many assists, and I play for the for my team, not just for myself, but, you know, I had a chance to thank my teammates and the coaches and everyone in the club for making that happen now.
And honestly, without my teammates, without the way we play, and the players helped me a lot to be here now, and they give me a ball a lot to score goals. And yeah, I'm happy about that.
You've got a crucial few days ahead of you. Jurgen Klopp's already mentioned the Champions League semi-final first leg at Anfield on Tuesday, and it just happens to be against your former club, Roma. How special is that?
You know, it's very special to play for the club like Liverpool in semi-final, and you can see the atmosphere in Anfield is great. So I'm very happy about that, especially because now we play against Rome. I'm very excited because I have old friends still. We still talk to each other, and we are good friends. I'm very excited to play the game on Tuesday.
And this history with Liverpool and Roma brings back memories of 1984. So what do you think then? Can Liverpool win the Champions League this year?
You know, we are in semi-final. Everything is possible. And we take it game by game. And I'm very happy and I'm very comfortable about that. And I think we will do our best to win the Champions League.
We wish you well. As you can see, you're a very popular winner today. It's been what looked like a two-horse race. Your PFA Men's Players Player of the Year for 2018, Liverpool's Mohamed Salah.
Started a journey, and I'm nowhere near. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the life and character of the Egyptian Muslim footballer Mohamed Salah. Until next time, God bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Faith in Allah that'll take me there. We got the world on our shoulders, but we don't care. We have Allah in our hearts and He'll take us there. We're moving mountains, we're building the bridges. When we fall down, we get up, we got that vision. We're moving mountains, we're building bridges. When we fall down, we get up, we got that vision. Shukran Allah.